Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you so much for being a listener. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for writing us a review on iTunes, hint, hint, if you haven't done that yet. But thank you so much for being a part of this amazing community. Now, today I am going to do something I don't typically do, which is a whole long rant. And I'm going to ask for your permission to let me do just that, because that's what we need to do. We are going to be talking about you, my friend, are not on vacation, okay? You're not on vacation. But before we get into the nitty gritty, this episode of the EntreMD podcast is sponsored by the Freedom Formula Masterclass, which is a 12-week masterclass hosted by EntreMD that is designed to help you thrive as a physician entrepreneur, especially the times that we're in. Now, the three major things that you would get out of EntreMD would be a roadmap to take your business from where it is right now to where you need it to be. You'll become a master at marketing professionally, especially if you're an introvert, and especially if the thought of marketing makes you get goosebumps. And the third thing you'll leave with is the mental toughness that it takes to thrive as an entrepreneur. The beautiful thing about being a part of this community, which you won't find this anywhere else, is that you get to get 50% off the investment for this course. And all you have to do is use the coupon code podcast. So go to entremd.com/freedom for more information. Now, back to my rant. So I was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be an entrepreneur, and she said, you know what? I know that there's health implications to the coronavirus pandemic, and I'm not wanting for that to continue, but I just wish the pandemic would continue. I'm having such a great time. I'm just home. I'm resting. I'm relaxing and all of this stuff. And I, in the most holy way possible, lost it. I'm like, have you lost your mind? I mean, like, there is a pandemic. Your business is shut down. But doesn't that also mean that revenue is not coming in? Doesn't that also mean that your 2020 goals are being stalled? Doesn't that also mean that you're getting older, but you're not accomplishing what you need to accomplish? Like, this is not a vacation. This is not a pause. I guess what? The pandemic started, like, really hit the U.S. in March. But guess what? We're in April now, and time is passing. There is no pause button. You are not on vacation. And you might be going like, oh my God, your friend, why would she do that? So I wanted to kind of point out some signs that you're on vacation. And if you find that you're doing any of these, look, nobody's looking, right? All you have to do is admit it to yourself and fix it. Okay. And the reason why I say this is the time to work hard. This is the time to pivot your business. This is the time to make your business better. This is the time to position yourself so that at the end of the pandemic, your business is at another level. You've innovated it. You've done all kinds of things with it. This is a time to invest your time and your energy and your learning and all of that. This is not vacation time. So here are five signs you're on vacation. Number one, you're waking up later than usual, right? So maybe typically you get up at 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever that is for you. And now you're like, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, things are slow. So I'm just going to take an extra, you know, hour, an extra 2 hours and just chill. And you're throwing away your days. Your 24, every 24 hour period you get is a gift. And it is your job to invest it, not to spend it. Well, not even not spend, not to squander it, right? Now, am I saying don't relax, don't chill? No, that's not my point. My point is this. That extra time you're taking to sleep could be time you used to learn one new skill that you need to innovate in your business. It could have been time you could have used to reach out to your ideal clients and solve problems for them. Because guess what we have more of than we've ever had? Problems. And guess what businesses do? They solve problems, which means this is your time. Okay, so if you're waking up more than later than usual, you're on vacation, my friend. I was listening to Ed Milet, and he's a brilliant entrepreneur. And he says, you know, now that we're in the middle of a pandemic, I'm waking up 30 minutes earlier because I know everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are sleeping in an hour later. The competition is just not there because so many people are on vacation. The bar is so low. Just get off of vacation and your business will be better. Okay, so that's number one. Second side is that you're riding your business in cruise control. So what that means is, you know, you're kind of reacting to everything that's going on. You're kind of putting in the same amount of effort, which is not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it, right? So you're not actively going after new clients, not actively going after new business. If you're in private practice, you're not actively reaching out to referrals and say, hey, send me kids, send me patients, send me that. You're not doing that. You're not emailing your list. You're not doing any of the, you're just doing what you've always done, or you're doing the bare minimum. If you're doing that, you, my friend, are on an entrepreneurial vacation and you need to stop it, okay? The third thing is you're not laser focused on RGAs. Now, RGAs, anybody who's worked with me, all my clients, they know exactly what this is. These are revenue generating activities, okay? When you're in a place where business is slower or business is, you know, it's been closed down or whatever, you even have, it's more critical that you're super focused on your revenue generating activities. What that means are, what are the things that I do that bring me new business? Okay, what are those things? So choosing the colors for your website, not revenue generating. Choosing the kind of paints you want to put in your building, not revenue generating. Sitting and tinkering with brand new ideas that have nothing to do with the businesses that you have right now, those are not revenue generating. What are things that are revenue generating? Speaking. You might say, Dr. Una, social distancing. We are not speaking. On offline stages, we're not, but on online stages, we are. You need to be speaking. People need to see you. They need to see your element. They need to see you talking about what it is that you do. Networking. Dr. Una, social distancing. Yes, but there's virtual networking. People are doing coffee chats via Zoom. People are doing all kinds of things. There's this thing called the telephone. I mean, like, there's so many ways to work networking out. Asking for referrals, calling up your clients, serving your clients at a higher level. These are all revenue generating activities. And one of the things you have to do in a time like this is you need to be laser focused. Like, these are the 3 to 5 things that if I do, it makes my business better. It makes my bottom line better. And you need to be laser focused on that. So if you're not doing that, you, my friend, are on vacation. And you need to stop it. All right, number four. What's the fourth sign that you're on vacation? You quit on personal development. You quit. So maybe you used to be the person who would read 2 books a month. Now you're not reading anymore. Maybe you're the person who used to listen to a podcast a day. You're not listening to podcasts anymore. Maybe you had programs you were working on. You're not doing them anymore. Maybe you had a coach and you're like, well, I guess I'm not coaching anymore, right? Those are signs that you've taken your foot off the accelerator and you are on vacation. This is the time to read more. Why? Things are changing. You need information that's current, information on how to handle this. This is unprecedented. And the only way to respond to it is to learn how to navigate it, right? That will require training. That will require you getting information. That would require a coach. If you're not part of the Freedom Formula, probably the best investment you'll make in yourself during this pandemic. But you want to invest in your personal development. This is not the time to take the foot off the pedal. This is the time to keep it on the pedal, okay? So if you've quit on your personal development, you, my friend, are on vacation and you need to stop it. All right. The fifth sign is not being on the lookout for opportunities. Okay. Because when you have a lot of chaos, you have crisis, there's also a lot of opportunities in the middle of that. And you should be on the lookout. You should be looking for new ways to serve your clients. You should be looking for ways to pivot. You should be looking for, you know, what new problems has this crisis presented and how can I capitalize on those? Okay. Need to be on the lookout, need to be thinking, need to be brainstorming, need to be mindstorming, need to be asking questions, need to be looking for opportunities, opportunities to collaborate, like you need to be on the lookout. All right. So if you're waking up later than usual, if you're riding in cruise control as it has always been, if you're not laser focused on your RGAs, if you've quit on your personal development and you're not on the lookout for new opportunities, you've quit. And I'm here to tell you, hey, this is not a judgment zone, never is, right? This is not, oh my God, I quit, I'm just crazy, I'm bad. This is not that. This is for you to recognize, hey, I quit, I didn't even realize it, and put your foot back on the gas pedal, like right now, okay? And it's simple. It's a simple switch, okay? So this is the time to make you and make your business better. This is a time for you to be on the offense. Stop waiting to see, oh, what's going to happen to us? What's this going to look like? Go on the offense and say, what am I going to make happen in the midst of this? Okay. So you need to be on the offense. You need to extrovert yourself into the marketplace. This is not a time to say, I'm shy. I don't like talking to people. I don't like calling people. I don't want to be out there. I don't like doing videos. I don't like any of that. This is that time to extrovert yourself out there. And again, the bar is low because many people have retreated. Okay. So you come out, the people that will be remembered, the businesses that will be remembered at the end of this pandemic are the ones who would help people solve the problems they're facing now. Get out there and be a problem solver. That's what an entrepreneur does. We don't build businesses. We solve problems. And that's how businesses get built. Okay. You should be serving your clients and serving them well. Recognize that this is a trying time for them as well. Look for the problems they have and go out of your way to solve them. Now, I said this before earlier, and I want to say it again. The time when we've had the most problems, and maybe they're not the most problems. I think they are, but maybe they're not. Let's argue that they're not. Let's just say they're most obvious. People are so in tune with the problems they're having right now. And your business is designed to solve problems. So just go be great. Go solve problems. Go help your people and get out of vacation. Okay? So that's the end of my rant. That's all I wanted to say. But I need you to get up and I need you to get into action. Okay? All right. So that's it for today. If you are not a EntreMD Insider, meaning you're not getting emails to keep you encouraged, to keep you inspired, to keep you motivated, to give you tips and tools that you need to succeed, especially in this time, you should be an EntreMD Insider. And it's very simple. All you have to do is text your email address to 44222 and you get added to that list. And I will get to be in your ear multiple times a week to keep you encouraged to thrive as a physician entrepreneur. So thank you for listening and I'll see you again soon.
If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.